It got more spring in it.
And it won't blow all over the road?
No, and when you're driving, still the Pontiac, you know, is about 5-6 inches wider than the ordinary car, which I didn't think I'd like, but I like it a lot better than the Honda. I had a friend down here that had one, and I asked him, he said, I couldn't like it any better.
I've heard that.
But now I just got to driving it. You can take the curve so much easier. Of course, you've got to move that power steering in it. Ain't no trouble with steering in it. Just don't give you no trouble at all.
I noticed that in my Dodge. I come to a curve, and those torsion bars go to work, and I go around the curve like this.
Yeah.
And this rammer, I go around the curve like this.
Yeah, that's the difference.
And it's a little hard to get used to.
You had one of the heavier Dodges, did you?
Yeah, I got a big one.
I've got a nephew that's got one of the bigger Dodges.
It's a delight to drive and a great pleasure to ride in. I don't like to buy pieces for it.
Yes, that's right.
Well, let's see. When you had cows, did you have a special shelter for them?
Well, we had a shed, but we never kept our cows in the shed in the wintertime. Well, I think we should have, but we didn't. I milked cows out there for quite a while when my children was in school. And sold milk in Tulsa. But we never had no special shed for them. We'd get up in the morning and get out there and we'd milk 10, 12 of them to kind of have take care of a grocery bill. But we just turned them in the milk barn, milk them.
Watch the milk barn, now, was that a special shed for them?
I had a special shed that we didn't do anything. We wanted just milk.
Did you have any enclosure for the cows near the barn? Any special enclosure?
No.
And
of course we had stanchions in there when we put our feet in and they stuck their heads in there, we fastened the milk.
What did you call to them to keep them quiet while you milked them?
Oh, nothing. We just turned them in there and
milk
and let them go to eating and just grab a hold of milk.
Did you have any special place where you enclosed your horses?
No, we turned our horses mostly out at night unless it's awfully bad. And we had our barn, stalls in the barn that we kept our work horses. And if it's awful bad, we kept them in at night. Just put hay in the manger and left them there all night. But ordinary nights, we turned them out. We thought they was more rugged that way.
Probably they were.
We'd throw out a bunch of bale hay or something where they could eat on them at night if they was hungry.
Keep them happy.
Yeah.
Give them that midnight snack.
Yeah, well, we just kept our horse in good shape. I don't like to work for a horse.
Well, it doesn't pay, does it?
Didn't mean. I didn't think it did. And I could work a horse till he's 12, 14 years old, and he'd still be a good horse.
How about your pigs and your hogs? Did you have a shelter for them?
Hogs?
Uh-huh.
Well, we just had a shed to take care of the bad weather.
Did you call out anything special?
Hog house. Hog shed.
And this shed for you mentioned for the cows. Did you have any special shed for your horses or just the barn?
Just the barn's all we had. We didn't have nothing outside. We just turned them out and let them go. And then when we turned them in, they know what stall to go to. The cows went to their own stalls and then we tied them.
Mm-hmm. What did you call that area around the barn where the...
Barnyard.
And let's see, when you put your horses out to graze, you turn them out in the
pasture.
What did you call a field that was grown up in grass, no trees or anything?
Well, that old field.
Did you call it anything special, like meadow or?
No, our meadows was kept special for a meadow.
Oh.
We all of that meadows we cut our own grass. And we put it in the barn, and we still have the same thing out there. We have made around 2 tons acre this year. Put it in the barn, and still we have a barn full of hay out there now.
Well, that's not grazed at all.
It's in the fall. I believe he's got 12, 15 steers, 2-year-old steers running there now. It's probably 6 or 8 inches high.
Well,
and
he